You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, like the dude just said. Indeed, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. It is Tuesday at 2.08 p.m. We are here for you, man. Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m., just like clockwork. And Copper running the board. Hey, Miss Copper.
Hello. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you.
I've got my tea all loaded up. I'm good to go.
Do you? I got my right side rations over here. I've got chocolate and caffeine. That's what runs the show most of the time. Chocolate, caffeine, and conservatism, the three C's that run Right Side Radio. I got a cup of Just Love Coffee, just by the way, which is not an ad per se, but there it is. I actually am drinking Just Love Coffee right now. Copper, get that triple dipper sound effect ready, because we're gonna be laying it on today. We got some great calls. So listen, at 3 p.m., you're going to be glad to hear our own Dale Jackson calling in. I'm going to opine about the fact that Governor Ivey issued an executive order yesterday dealing with, sort of, vaccine mandates. But does it really? We're going to talk about that in detail. And then at 4 p.m., State Representative Charlotte Meadows, someone who's long been a champion for school choice and other things, she's going into special session, shocked to find out that hers is the only district that seems to have been gerrymandered against her ability to get reelected. Why would that be? I don't know. Maybe she's the only one who has actually been in court fighting against the teachers union, and now hers is the only district getting sort of gerrymandered out. That's difficult to understand. We'll talk about that in detail. And then we got all kinds of stuff going on, but hit that triple dipper for me.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
All right, so triple dipper number one. Three things, the triple dipper for the day. We're going to dip into the news in three different capacities, and we're going to weave together the storylines so you've got all kinds of facts coming from different angles to help you to grab hold of the details of some things that are happening in the news, not the least of which, number one in the triple dipper today, vaccine mandates and executive orders. What is going on? What does this even mean? Executive orders, do they carry the force of law? Executive orders from the state, executive orders from the federal. And yet still we have vaccine mandates. How does this all work and come together? We'll explain that in great detail. Number two on the triple dipper for the day, paying taxes on things that you don't even have. How can that be? How can they tax you on what you don't have in your pocket right now? Well, we're going to talk about that. It's called basically a tax on unrealized capital gains. It's a sneaky way of saying we think you're worth more than you say you're worth. Therefore, we're going to come get it. And then the last thing we're going to do is this in the triple dipper. Number three, the redrawing of the district lines across the state. Do you know, listening audience, who is your state senator right now? Will they be your state senator again next year? That's a fascinating. Are we going to see things changing in our congressional districts? Apparently we are. And the maps are not even out yet until a Democrat snuck them out. And they have now been posted online. We'll talk about that. But listen, I'm gonna start delving into this topic, first of all, in the triple dipper on vaccine mandates and executive orders and what's going on. And I got to tell you, have you ever thought about, like, when is something nothing? I mean, it sounds like a riddle from the Cheshire Cat or something, doesn't it? Seriously, have you ever thought about, like, being handed something, something good, something meaningful? You're looking forward to it only to find out it was hollow. It was a nothing burger, if you will. Sort of like a backhanded compliment or a non-apology. You ever seen one of those? I mean, sometimes they're funny, like the time when Ronald Reagan, was debating Walter Mondale, I believe it was, and it was known that Mondale was going to go into the debate and he was going to attack Reagan's age, to which Ronald Reagan slyly intoned that, quote, age should not be a factor, and I refuse to allow my opponent's youth and inexperience to become part of this campaign. It was epic. It was still one of the best presidential debate moments ever. You thought it was going to be something, and then wham, it turned into something else. Sometimes, though, it falls flat, or at least gets mixed reviews. Like President Trump, just a couple years ago, he tweeted out about Kim Jong-un in North Korea. He said, why would Kim Jong-un call me old? I would never call him short and fat. I mean, what he basically did was retorted, but made it sound like he wasn't. I remember once As a young ROTC cadet in college working to get my commission as an officer, I'm in ROTC and one of the senior cadets chewed out one of the junior cadets for what was a perceived dress code infraction. I think it was earrings or something like that. And when the instructor heard about it and pointed out that the regs had changed, the senior cadet was required to apologize in front of the entire formation. So we all got there to stand and listen for several minutes to the apology for attempting to enforce good order and discipline in what is obviously a kinder and gentler Army whose standards have been lowered to accommodate a lower level of motivation and excellence. Basically, it was an apology with a sort of a non-apology. Funny or not, it's, you know, a bit of a letdown. When you think you got something you've been waiting for and it falls flat, or worse yet, doesn't even appear at all. So having said that, I now turn my attention to yesterday's executive order from Governor Ivey. A pushback against the Biden vaccine mandates, right? Heralded by many, especially those, by the way, who don't want to see anything meaningful happen. I mean, God forbid we should just see a firm and final stance, right? Now, before I get too far down on it, let me point out a few things that her executive order did actually accomplish. Number one, the executive order does affirm that the state is seeking legal action against the Biden mandates. Now, we already knew this because Attorney General Steve Marshall told us right here on this show. But it does affirm at the very least that there is cooperation and mandates, the assistance that are sought from any state department shall be given to the Attorney General. Okay. All right. Good. Number two, what does it do? Well, it also protects any state employee who falls under the executive branch, but just the executive branch. So if you work at UAB Hospital or University of Alabama or Auburn out at UAH, any other state university, you're still in limbo. And it protects, by the way, it does do this. Number three, it protects any state contractor who contracts with a state agency. Okay, that's all good. But then the executive order gets really squishy. It has zero protections for citizens at risk other than those that I just described. It has zero emphasis on other branches of government, even though the university system is quasi-executive, like run by a board of trustees. But let's get real. I mean, they're going to do what they want to do, right? I'll tell you more about that in a minute. It has zero pushback on federal contractors or National Guard or other agencies discriminating against their employees who are now facing the loss of their jobs right at the holidays. It has zero calls in that executive order for emphasis on religious or medical exemptions. Zero. It has zero calls for legislative action to formalize her executive order, to codify it, and put it into law. So basically, some just see this as like a CYA for the legislature as they go into special session. I mean, it was an odd executive order. It was not sweeping. It got some good clickbait headlines. But I'm afraid that many people who saw the headlines and got excited and then didn't dig a bit deeper, for them it's going to be like waking up with a hangover. You know, last night was great and all that, but now you get to live with the aftermath the morning after, and it ain't pretty. So we're still in a position in which many, many, many Alabamians face the proposition that they could lose their jobs right at the holiday season, and now all of them are stuck with having to wait and see if the Attorney General can get these mandates enjoined in court and save people's livelihoods before it's too late. Now, I'll be honest with you. I've spoken with a number of state legislators just this morning. There's a growing discontent, in my opinion, among the body. One referred to the executive order as nothing but virtue signaling. Many are wondering what they can do. Well, I wish they'd been in that mode before today, because we're up against the clock here. Senators and representatives, you've got constituents who are about to realize the awful truth that you are headed to Montgomery to fight over redrawing your own district lines and giving out money from federal relief while not, and I repeat, not having a plan to address the loss of jobs, invasion of privacy, encroachment on liberties, invasion of big government, all the things that you ran against. Remember jobs, jobs, jobs? Well, this is jobs. This is economic development. Remember how proud you all were to tout the low unemployment numbers from Alabama? Well, guess what? Your inactivity as a legislative body may have a negative impact on that number. Remember when you said you were a conservative Republican, that the era of big government was not for us, that we dared defend our rights? Well, let me tell you the easy way forward. I'll say it out loud right here and now. Here's all you got to do. Drop a bill this week. All that bill simply has to say is that employers in the state of Alabama shall, that's shall, not may, shall accommodate any, that's any, not some, request for accommodations based upon religious or medical exemption, period. No business should get between the priest and the parishioner. And some are, by the way. No business should get between the doctor and the patient. And some are, by the way. And then if you really feel saucy, sweeten the pot a little bit. Allow for consideration of natural antibodies. Oh, did I go there? Yes, I did. What I just described to you is so doable. It's low-hanging fruit. It only requires a little political will. It's exactly what the Attorney General of this state asked for you to do, and you haven't done it. You men and women in the House and Senate, you can do this. I've seen times when the legislature coalesced around a cause and got something done that no one expected. You can be heroes, or you can be goats on Goat Hill. Right now, all you've got is a backhanded compliment of a non-apology. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you go. So, do I think the executive order did enough? No, I don't. It did do something. I'll give her that. I mean, I will always call balls and strikes as best I can. I have opinions, certainly. In this particular case, I'll tell you, there were a few good things in that executive order. And I'm glad somebody said something. But the reality is that people are going to wake up one day and recognize that right before the holidays, they have to choose between a paycheck or a shot that they, for whatever reason, don't want. And that is unconscionable, that we have not spoken as a three branch of government. That's right, all three. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Whole lot more of that. We'll be right back.